It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Maybe we finally have an explanation to why mainly Liv the Web Girl, but also Alex constantly complain about how cold they are. It's hot! It's cold! It's hot! It's cold! You know, all I have to say...
Put out your thermostat.
You know what I mean? Who's doing that? Who's adjusting the temp?
Put out your thermostat.
Well, check this out. There's a list, and this is why Liv and anybody else might be always cold, because I'm always hearing every day that they're so, so cold. You might have an underactive thyroid. Did you know that? Yeah, they're saying you might have that. It'll zap your energy. Liv's always tired. She just went out of the room to go make a coffee, and it makes you gain weight. But the thyroid also helps you regulate your body temperature, so when your metabolism is slow, it can make you feel cold all the time.
Dude, you know, I just had thyroid surgery.
I did not know that. I know you had surgery. I didn't know what the surgery was.
Yeah, I actually had I had three hyperactive parathyroids, so they had to remove three of those.
And what does that mean? Like, what do they do to you?
The parathyroids regulate calcium in your body, but they were so they're mixed into your thyroid, right? So since they were so bad and they were really mixed into my thyroid bad, the surgeon had to take out half of my thyroid.
But the reason you had to have the surgery was because you had some calcium issues and so your bones were turning into soup?
Pretty much. Actually, no, vice versa. I had two. Yeah. No, you're right. My bones were, they thought I had osteoporosis.
Oh, so your bones are getting brittle. Your bones weren't getting hard.
So, right.
I called that.
I had a bone density scan, and I was the youngest, she's ever done a bone density scan on, and she said, my bones were still okay, thank God.
Wow, that's interesting.
All right, make sure you don't push pork chop down. He may not be able to get up.
Oh, no.
My hand.
You might be anemic, and this could be another reason why you're always cold. Not having enough iron or B12 in your body can make you anemic, which makes your feet or makes you feel cold. Other symptoms include fatigue, lightheadedness, rapid heart rate, and shortness.
I know for a fact when I was a child I was anemic, and
really,
I had to get my finger pricked all the time. And then as far as thyroid issues, I've been told I probably do have thyroid issues, I've never been officially checked.
Okay, Liv and the Web Girl, Liv the Web Girl is back. She went to go run and grab some coffee. Liv, we're talking about why people are always cold, especially you, and we're giving different reasons. The first two that we just went over,
especially Liv, especially,
yeah, pretty much you. The first two reasons were an underactive thyroid. Another one was that you might be anemic, and the third one is you're getting older. Your body's ability to conserve heat starts declining around age 60. Are you near 60?
No, I'm nowhere near close, and I'm offended you even asked.
Okay.
I'm the old girl.
I'm an old girl. That's cold all the time. What about this? Another thing could be why you're always cold, Liv. You have poor circulation.
See, I don't know. I'm definitely not anemic because I show all of the signs to be anemic, and I don't eat red meat a lot. But I've been checked a billion times, and I'm not anemic, so it doesn't make any sense. And I definitely don't have a thyroid problem. And
how do you know?
I don't know what that is.
I didn't know I had a thyroid problem.
She doesn't know what it is, so she doesn't have it.
She's like, I don't. Yeah, my thighs look fine.
Are you always tired?
I have a thigh gap. It's
I
cool.
mean, I'm literally always tired.
Okay, that could be a symptom of a thyroid problem. Are you always cold?
I'm always
okay,
cold.
That's a symptom of a thyroid
Here's
problem.
Here's the thing, though. I am tired because, I went to bed at midnight last night and, had to wake up at, 4. So that I think that's more of the reason why I'm tired all the time.
I think you need to WebMD.
Maybe, probably.
Yeah, something will be killing you. And the last two here, which I think you're a dead ringer for, Liv, why you're always cold, you have anxiety. Studies have found that people with anxiety tend to feel colder than other people. Basically, it's because your brain gets sidetracked when you're anxious and nervous, and then you can't regulate your body temperature as well.
No. Then why are you always hot?
Good point.
These are all possible symptoms.
All three of us worry and have anxiety at times, I think.
For sure. Wait, so it was just anxiety, and was there one more?
There's one more. And this is one thing that, as far as I know, you are, even though we've had multiple reports saying otherwise, you're a woman.
Yes, I am a woman. So I guess, honestly,
a little slow to agree to that.
No, I am. I had to figure out what you said. But... I think all of those factors might contribute because I'm literally always cold. I'm sometimes even cold when Alex isn't cold.
Which is really weird. Testosterone can dull the sensitivity to one of the main cold receptors. Hey, I'm a man, baby. That's why I'm not cold. So guys are less likely to feel the cold. So ladies, that's why. Don't get mad at us guys when we're like looking at you like,
what about your thermostat?
You know, that was all you right there. So Liv, I hope you get your body temperature regulated and get it all figured out.